It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are happy right now to be joined by Chiefs cornerback Trent McDuffie in preparation for Sunday's game against Buffalo. Trent, man, happy to have you on the show today.
Yeah, man, appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's start with this. We are not asking you any football questions. We want to learn more about you. You guys are playing Buffalo. They're obviously known for their wings. Are you taking drums or flats?
Flats, all day.
See, this was my argument. I like flats. I like the drums. I think we get way too picky on chicken. Chicken is chicken. I'm going to eat it. You can have the drum. I'll take the flat, vice versa. I just want it to be well-seasoned and cook right. That's all I care about.
Honestly, I agree with that. You know, you really can't go wrong. But if I had my pickings, I would have to go flats.
All right, what is your favorite wing flavor? So I'll give you my top three while you think about it. I'm going to go lemon pepper, number one. I like a Cajun Louisiana kind of rub for number two, and I'm going to go garlic parmesan for number three. That's my top three. Give me your top three wing flavors.
See, I'm with you. Lemon pepper got to be one. That's got to be at the top of the list always. Two, I kind of like a little spicy. I'll just go with regular buffalo. And three, I'm with you on that Cajun, dog. That Cajun, every now and again, I can do some Cajun seasoning, so that'll probably be my top three.
Whenever you want some wings, where are you normally going to get wings? Is there a place, maybe a place back home, maybe a place that you found in the city? Let's say that, you know, it's a Saturday, you want to watch some college football, or you guys got a bye week, you're watching football. Where do you go get wings?
Man, wings, honestly, I'm going to have to hit up one of the local barbecue spots, like Jack Stack. They got a pretty good wing selection. There's this place down in Westport called I wish I could remember to put them on. But usually I go to, like, one of the barbecue spots around here. They're more local. Keep it simple. If you got any good wing spots out here, though, I'm definitely open.
All right, next question here. Let's say that there is a $1 million competition, and you got to sing a karaoke song. You got to go, and you got to knock it out of the park. What song are you singing to try to go win that $1 million?
I'm going to give you some Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You, and I'm going to play it on the piano just to make it a little more special.
Hold on, you can play the piano?
A little song. I dibble dabble.
This is the cheat code for the girlies, man. You can't be you already playing the NFL, you can sing and you can play the piano. You got to leave something for the rest of us, man.
I love it, man. Multi-talented.
Are there any other instruments that you can play?
I would like to say drums just because it's easy to keep a beat, easy to keep a rhythm. But other than that, I'm trying to learn some guitar. I do like the guitar. I like the bass, but mainly just piano. I could jump on the drums if I really need to.
Right now, we're catching up with Trent McDuffie here, learning a little bit more about him. Trent, these are your two options. I will give you the ability to speak to animals like Dr. Doolittle, or I will give you the ability to speak every language. Which one would you rather do?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every language, for sure. I think, you know, talking to animals, that could be cool and all, but if I can speak multiple languages, I think that's the coolest thing ever. I took Spanish for like 6 years. Still don't know it. I'm trying to learn all these different things, so I got a real respect for people who can speak multiple languages.
If I could go back, because, you know, I was a communications major, so we had to take, you know, a foreign language class. I took Spanish classes, too. I wish I had paid more attention in those classes. Learning Spanish was, it was a far more valuable skill than I realized at 14, 15 years old.
I agree with that 100%, especially that you go and travel, you know, and stuff. I always love to go to Mexico. I'm always sitting around there like, see, I've heard this before, but I just don't understand. And I'm so ashamed of myself.
Whenever you go to Mexico, what part? Are you a Cancun? Are you a Tulum? What part of Mexico do you go to?
Man, I've done Cancun. I've done Tulum. I'm more on the West Coast, Cabo. So Mexico is like the first place I really traveled to outside the U.S. So I've hit a few parts there.
I usually try to go to Cancun right before you guys start training camp. Like, it's kind of my last, right, you know, let me get ready for the season. Let me kind of relax a little bit. The last time I went to Cancun, Trent, let me tell you the story. So I get there Thursday, you know, you get a couple of drinks, you kind of, you know, you're still tired from the travel day. I'm ready to go. I'm here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, fly back Monday. Trent, I am not lying to you. That Friday after brunch, went to the beach. It started to rain. It rained every single moment I was there for the entire weekend. I don't know if I ever want to go to Cancun again.
Man, that's the worst. That's especially when you travel, you got a nice little weekend booked out. Rain got to be the worst. But hopefully you're still able to vibe out a little bit, kick your feet up in the hotel room.
Right now, we're talking to Trent McDuffie. Trent, if I give you the two options, would you rather go to the moon or the bottom of the ocean?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'll probably go to moon. I don't like the ocean. I'm scared of the ocean, so I don't want to go to no bottom of the ocean. Let me go up top, see the stars, see the earth from space. I think that's a little more cooler.
That's the one I would pick, too. Like, I don't – like, you're telling me there's, like, sharks and, like, animals in the ocean they don't even know exist. I don't want to go down there.
I always say, I know you can't breathe in space, but there's just something about water. I don't like water.
All right, Trent, since you are a music guy, give me the first concert you went to, what's the best concert you went to, and who's an artist that you haven't seen yet that you want to see?
I ain't never been to a concert. So sadly enough, that's still on the bucket list. I got to go see a concert. And I don't know. I don't know who to see. I think that's the problem. I hear there's a lot of good artists that are really good in person. I know some artists that I do like aren't that good. So I kind of just been waiting to that right time for me to be like, okay, I want to see this artist. Because I'm more of an old school guy, you know, 90s, a little bit into the 2000s. So a lot of the music I listen to, that's ain't really out here having a lot of concerts.
Trent, that's crazy to me that you've never been to a concert, especially living now in Kansas City, you know? I mean, Jelly Roll just came, Beyonce's been here, Drake's been here. Almost every artist you probably listen to, they've been to Kansas City, it feels like, in the last 2 years.
Man, that is true. I can't say none for that, but I ain't really trying to go see them in concert, to be honest. I'm trying to see some new, some flavorful. You know who I would have gone and seen? I would have gone to see Rod Wave before he had a cancer. That was someone that I was really considering seeing because I like his music. They play a lot in the locker room, so I could connect to it a little bit.
I went to go see Rod Wave the last time he was here, and I don't know much of his music. That's just not really my era, not really my generation. And, Trent, let me tell you, you would have thought that Whitney Houston was up there singing the way these kids, they know all the words, they was crying. I never seen anything like it, brother. I never seen anything like it.
Oh, man. See, that's the exact reason I want to go see the concert. Instead of the music, I'm trying to just feel the atmosphere and see what the fans talking about.
Right now, we're talking to Trent McDuffie for a couple more minutes here. Trent, give us one normal thing that you can't do. So, for example, I cannot blow a bubble. I cannot blow up a balloon. I've tried my whole life. I've never been able to do it. What's one of those normal activities that you can't do?
That's a good question. What can't I do? You know what I really can't do? I can't swim very well. Yeah, I can't swim very well. I feel like that's something that a lot of people know how to do that. I just, like I said, I don't really like the water. I grew up in California, grew up on a beach. but it just ain't really been my thing. So I'm not the strongest swimmer. I say I can stay afloat here and there, but if we do a little race, you're going to smoke me.
See, Trent, I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, so I just never really saw a reason to learn how to swim. You grew up near the beach. I just don't go anywhere where the water is.
Look, whenever me and my family go to the beach, I'm always the one up top in the sand, usually wearing some sweats or something. Like, I don't even bring swim trunks to the beach.
I got two final questions here. Let's say that you guys have a basketball tournament on your team. You guys are running a 3-on-3. Who are the two guys that you want on your team for this 3-on-3 tournament?
I need a big dude. So I'm going to do Chris Jones. I've seen his basketball skills. Heavy set. He can play in the post, kind of like my Shaq dominant. And a shooter, you know, I'm going to go Josh Williams. Tall, lengthy. He can jump now. I don't know if people know, but that man got boosty. So I feel like with me being the point, you know, dishing it out a little bit, got the big man, got Josh who can shoot, who can dunk. I think we can go pretty far.
All right, last question here. I asked Patrick this question earlier in the week, that if you guys had a wing-eating contest, you can eat the most wings in a 10-minute stretch, who would you pick? I'll tell you who he picked, but who would you pick to win this contest, as many wings in 10 minutes?
I'm either going with my boy Derek Nnadi or my boy Tershawn Wharton. I've seen them men in the cafeteria during breakfast, and I've seen them put down a lot of food. I know Trey Smith is good. I've seen him at the Kels gym, but I'm about to stick with the defense, with my D lineman.
So actually, that's who Patrick picked. Patrick picked Trey Smith. So offense is picking offense, defense is picking defense. We might have to set this up. We might have to set up a Trey Smith against Derek Nnadi wing eating contest to see who pulls this one out.
Yep, that's only right.
That is Trent McDuffie joining us on the show today. Happy to learn a little bit more about him. Trent, I want for you to get one interception this weekend. That's all I want. I want you to get one pick this weekend, Trent.
Man, I appreciate you speaking it out there for me.
I appreciate you, man. Take care, man.
All right. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.